The following program is presented by ILAC Radio. For more, go to ilacradio.com. Welcome to Real Talk. On today's show, we talk about different ways you can declare your love or show someone you love them. You'll learn some important words and phrases like toot your own horn, woo, origami, significant other, and commission. When you hear these words, you'll also hear this sound. And then you'll hear the definition. So I have two special guests in the studio today to talk about love and Valentine's Day. My two guests are Juana Ermida.
Hi.
Now you are, what do you do at ILAC?
Well, I work at the teenager program and I'm the manager of the program.
Great. And we also have Josh Mover, who everybody knows already. You're a teacher at ILAC, right, Josh?
I am, yes.
And you're one of the best teachers at ILAC, I heard.
Well, I don't like to toot my own horn, but...
Now, what does that mean, toot your own horn? Is that an idiom?
Yeah, that is an idiom. Toot your own horn would mean to brag about yourself or to say that you are the best. I don't like to toot my own horn. I will toot other horns,
right,
though. Other people's horns.
And they can toot yours.
They could toot mine, yes.
Okay. So listen, I have a list of different ways to declare your love. Since Valentine's Day is coming up, I thought we'd kind of go over this list. One of them here is a love letter.
Woo.
Yeah, love letter. I haven't gotten one of those in a while. Juana, when was the last time you got a love letter?
I got a love letter from a classmate when I was in university, and that was cute, but not really my thing.
It didn't woo you?
Didn't woo me. What's woo?
Woo. What is woo? Good question. Woo would be to get someone to really have romantic feelings for you.
Whoa. Woo.
Oh, exactly. Woo.
Woo.
Yeah, that's not really my thing. But what about love of art? What do you think? Maybe like
writing a song for someone?
That could be nice. Or making like a painting or drawing someone's face or just making some origami.
That's more my thing. Yeah, I'm right? more into that. If I really love music, so writing a song for someone, you know. Joel, I know you also play guitar.
Well, I do, but I prefer like making a mixtape.
Okay.
I used to do that. Like you make a mixtape, right, back in the day.
I would love that.
Or a playlist now.
Yeah, I guess now you'd have to do a playlist, right? Another way to declare your love might be making dinner, food.
Yes,
making dinner for somebody, maybe.
Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. If you make food for someone, that shows, you know, that you have special feelings for them and that you really want them to feel the love.
Hot soup in the winter, for example, that works.
Hot soup in the winter,
yeah.
If you make haggis, you know, you have a date, you invite someone over and you make them haggis.
Yeah. I mean, I would.
We could cook something together.
But I think really making it for them and, you know, maybe serving it under candlelight, having a candlelight dinner.
What if you're not a very talented chef? You can also think of like maybe ordering something from like a nice place. So this is not only for, if you're not too talented, still good.
What about flowers? Is that overdone? Like everybody gets flowers now. Is that still romantic?
What do you think, Juana?
Well, you know what? I'm really into origami these days and I just learned how to make these beautiful origami flowers. And that's where I have been using for like birthdays and stuff. So I feel that that could work. Flowers are nice, but I prefer like little plants in a pot. So I'm not trying like kind of killing the flowers.
For those maybe people who don't know what origami is, could you elaborate? What is origami?
It's a Japanese art where you use paper to then you transfer paper into different shapes and figures. It's a lot of fun.
Paper folding.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, but traditional flowers, if a guy or a girl or if someone gives you.
Totally. Now I'll take them and I'll put them in a nice space for sure. I think flowers are nice. You never go wrong with flowers.
What about chocolates? That's another kind of flower thing. Chocolates. Nobody does that anymore, do they?
I think people, they do. They well, still do it.
I recently lost my wallet. Now, this isn't exactly a love story, but it kind of is. It's I lost my wallet and a person called me to tell me that they had my wallet. So I bought a box of chocolates to show that I was grateful. So nice. I still think, though, it is a way of telling a person that, you know, that they're special to you and that you think they're sweet.
You know what happened today? I saw one of my teenager students giving a very small and cute chocolate box to another girl. So that shows that it's still one of those nice ways to
I think that will never go away.
Yeah. Chocolate is chocolate.
Traditional.
Mm-hmm. What about a romantic getaway? Maybe that's for maybe a couple already. I mean, if you don't really know the person.
Exactly. Like if you just met someone mm-hmm. and they're trying to woo you, they're trying to get you to think that they're cool, mm-hmm. you're not going to say, let's go somewhere. Let's get away.
Let's go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Well,
Vegas, maybe.
I don't know. I could. I might say yes. I like adventures.
For the more spontaneous people.
There you go.
Separate rooms, though.
Separate rooms.
That's more expensive.
If you don't know the person.
If you
didn't know the person and they asked you to go to Vegas, would you go and stay in the same room?
I guess I will, but...
Breakfast in bed. Oh, make myself breakfast in bed.
Ooh.
No, I mean, no.
Being treated like a king or a queen, mm-hmm. getting your breakfast in bed, what could be better? Breakfast in bed, I mean, that is a way. If you're mm-hmm. in trouble with your significant other.
Mm. What's that significant other?
Your significant other is your partner. So if you're in trouble with your significant other, then this is a great way to get back in their good book, which is to say, make them happy, let them forgive you. Breakfast in bed.
In the morning, you start good, and then you're good after that, for sure.
That's good advice. And what about, you know what I used to do before I was married, when we were dating, I would always buy jewelry.
Okay.
Like Tiffany's.
Wow.
The good stuff.
That's,
you know,
showing,
in the Tiffany's box.
That's showing commitment.
Mm-hmm.
That's really making things more serious.
Yes. Well, what about walk along the lakeshore at night?
Walk along the lakeshore at night, or if you're in Vancouver, just walk along the ocean shore.
What's now, I'll tell you, though, this would not be good and for Valentine's Day, I don't think.
No?
You want to walk along the lakeshore and minus
That's true.
15
We're
degrees with the wind down there?
What's more romantic than freezing?
Well, if you decide to go for a getaway and you're not in Canada,
right.
then you can kind of like put those together and that could work. That's always nice. Go for a walk.
Yeah,
it's a good
it
option.
Is nice. Even if it's cold, if there's no wind and big snowflakes are coming down, it could be nice. Let's go around the table. Josh, what was your favorite one of these? What are you going to do for Valentine's Day?
Best way to declare your love. I think the most important thing is you have to really listen to your partner. I think people drop hints all the time, things that they like, and I think people really respond when they see that you've been paying attention.
Now, Juana, what would really impress you out of this list, this Valentine's Day, if somebody did something for you, what would blow your mind? What would really impress you?
A portrait. If they did a portrait of mine, that would be really impressive.
No, if I did a portrait of you, you probably wouldn't speak to me again. I can't draw.
No, would they have to draw it themselves, or could they commission a portrait, which means pay somebody to do a portrait of you and give it to you as a gift?
Well, this is just like my answer to your question, but to be honest with you, I agree with Josh, and I feel that it's really important to kind of like read other people, like your partner's mind, and just kind of like look for the best thing that you could do, and also like something creative and different, and try to change all the time will be nice, always keeping in mind what the other person likes. So that's honestly for me the best thing you could do.
Well, that was great. Well, happy Valentine's
Yay.
Day, you two.
Ooh. Same for you. Hope you have a good
Happy
time.
Valentine's.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Bye, guys.
Well, that's today's show. Let's review some of the words and phrases you learned. Toot your own horn. To brag or boast about your achievements. Woo. To try to make someone love you. Origami. The Japanese art of paper folding. Significant other. Someone that you have a romantic relationship with. Commission. a request or order for someone to do something for money. If you want to learn more about studying English in Canada at ILAC, check out ILAC.com.